Listen, I get it. You like saving in Bitcoin. But check this out. You can actually complement your HODL position by investing in Bitcoin startups. If you want additional upside and enjoy learning about angel investing, you should check out Lightning Ventures. Lightning Ventures is a great way to stack real equity in Bitcoin-only companies. They've invested in businesses you've heard about on this show, including Azteco, CrowdHealth, and Swan Bitcoin. And Lightning Ventures makes it easy to get started in the world of early stage investing. The minimum investment is only $1,000 per deal, and you only invest in the deals that make sense to you. So, if you want to get a behind-the-scenes look at the startups you know and love, if you want a chance to support their growth, and if you want another opportunity to profit as the Bitcoin ecosystem develops, check out the 60-second application in the show notes to get started today in building a world that runs on better money.
There are all these massage therapists, there are all these verticals and amazing service providers out there that are generally cash-based, that have a price. Maybe they're using Venmo or Zelle, right, when they should or shouldn't be, right, for depending on their business. So realizing the extent and the value of having this tool, Bitcoin, to be your own bank, to have censorship-resistant payments, and just set up this alternative payment rail. Because maybe you only have 5 to 10% of your customers are going to start paying in Bitcoin or even less. But when you need it, it's already there.
Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and our guest today is John Gordon, who's the founder of Satoshi Health Advisors, which is a business that helps to educate and onboard healthcare businesses to Bitcoin. He's been referenced on this show in the past, and I'm excited to talk with him today about what he's doing at Satoshi Health Advisors. Of course, before we get to the conversation with John, we do have this week's Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight, and it's actually an event that John is helping to put on. Join the Austin Bitcoin Club on Sunday, April 21st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Sapien Center to celebrate the Bitcoin halving. Ring in the fifth epoch of Bitcoin with fellow health-focused plebs. Enjoy a meat-heavy brunch from Chef Johnny, hop in the cold plunge and sauna, and hear from Matthew Leshak, author of Fiat Food. They'll have a book signing from Matthew and Parker Lewis, author of Gradually, Then Suddenly. They'll also have a Fiat Food panel to discuss how broken money has broken our food system, and a Bitcoin market with based vendors accepting Bitcoin and offering Bitcoin rewards via Oshi. That link is down below, along with a link to the Oshi app, which you can use to find a Bitcoin meetup near you. Now, we're going to get to our interview with John right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. John, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Josh. Great to be here.
So I like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. Are you ready for these?
Let's do it.
First question, when and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
Yeah, and really the first time was in college at Northwestern, all the Silk Road activities. I didn't get involved, so didn't really poke around in Bitcoin then. Still ignored it in 2017 as well in the run-up. Had my was deep in the healthcare industry at that point. So I would say I really didn't start to learn about Bitcoin until 2020. Really when the pandemic hit and I finished a double master's in health economics and policy, I had a lot of time outside of work to start questioning things, and was also getting married at that time. So now I wasn't just responsible for myself, for my own finances, but together with my wife. So really, as Saylor started buying, as Dorsey started announcing some purchases, and I'd always been active on Twitter, but for some reason hadn't really stumbled upon Bitcoin Twitter. So I'd really say it started accelerating really only towards the end of 2020 and then into 2021, and just diving in deep into self-study and finding amazing resources out there, started reading books on Bitcoin, and was just blown away by the amount of amazing content out there to learn. So that's really this last cycle. Now I'm approaching my first halving where I'm actually paying attention. And it feels like an amazing, you know, just a full whirlwind of getting into the industry in the last 3-4 years.
Question number two is this: what's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
For me, it's that no one is in charge, that it's really rules without rulers. I think in our, how we were brought up, we were taught very much in how we were programmed that someone is in charge, someone is making the rules, being very adherent to, you know, certain norms. And the fact that Bitcoin runs and has rules that anyone can participate in this network, but no one is in charge. You have a consensus for any changes that are going to happen to the protocol. I think this is something that's unintuitive for a lot of people coming into Bitcoin that I hope they understand and realize the ingenuity of it. Mm.
Question number three, what's the Bitcoin resource you most recommend to other people?
Yeah, I've got a few here, and really from doing so much reading and getting into the space, I'd start with Gradually Then Suddenly by Parker Lewis. You know, his blog series now turned into a book was really influential for me. Nick Bhatia, The Bitcoin Layer, that book that he wrote, and he's working on another book now, and his constant updates through his forum are a great way to get up to speed on macro and Bitcoin. In addition to Lynn Alden, I think she approaches a lot of bigger topics in Bitcoin, whether it's energy, the Lightning Network, with asking just really first principle questions. And then finally, even River Learn. I think River has some great onboarding material that's really just one-on-one and can help people get started and comfortable with Bitcoin.
Question number four, beyond Bitcoin, what is a resource, tool, or idea that's been helpful to you or your work recently?
Yeah, so one tool, and it's really a practice that's really helpful for me. I recently became a dad about 4 or 5 months ago. So, you know, being running on limited sleep and trying to find time for myself as well, there's a practice called Himalayan Kriya Yoga. That's a set of tools and practices that help you kind of reset, cleanse, release negative energy from the body. And whenever I'm feeling maybe overwhelmed or stressed or have a lot of things happening, if I take even just a few minutes to work through these practices and something I teach and share as well, it's super valuable for me to have that reset or let go of any kind of negative tension I have going on.
Question number five, and we call this our arbitrary but insightful question, and it's this: as a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
I think it's better to ask why. Questioning assumptions, challenging things you were taught, having to unlearn, it really starts with a why and going deeper and deeper, whether it's a specific topic or industry or something like Bitcoin or money, or why are things the way that they are? You know, I think testing those assumptions constantly is just an important approach, as well as prioritizing, you know, why should I be doing this or that, and how I'm spending my time is also really important.
Meet Linkster, your premier Bitcoin-focused advisor. Linkster caters to businesses, institutions, family offices, and high-net-worth individuals. They merge your unique financial goals and needs with Linkster's Bitcoin expertise to craft your own sustainable plan to preserve and grow the value of your hard-earned profits and retained earnings. At Linkster, it's not just advice, it's tailored execution. Connect directly with the founder by visiting Linkster.com. That's Linkster. .com. Linkster, secure your future with Bitcoin. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to VelusCommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at VelusCommerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. Now, John, we're here today to discuss your new venture, Satoshi Health Advisors. And you've been referenced on this podcast before, Veronica Max. I forget what episode she was. It was sometime in the fall, so probably, 15 episodes ago or so, maybe 20. She said that you had helped her out in her business. I'm looking forward to hearing more about what you're doing and kind of what you're seeing in the health space. So if you would just start off by sharing with us about your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Really excited to be launching Satoshi Health Advisors, focused on helping healthcare providers and other health tech startups move onto a Bitcoin standard and really enabling them to integrate a Bitcoin strategy. And that can look a lot different depending on the type of business. But Veronica is a great example of a business model and a leader that is operating outside of the health insurance paradigm. She's already established direct connections with her patients and consumers. And actually, I'm pumped that my wife and daughter are also going to her practice and really full circle and now being able to pay in Bitcoin to our own provider. And cutting out those middlemen, Bitcoin is a perfect tool to be able to have that exchange. And traditionally in the healthcare industry, there's so many middlemen involved, right? It's a $4.5 trillion industry. A quarter of that spend is administrative and half of that is waste. So as the industry has gotten more and more bloated, you are removed from those direct connections to providers. So a model like Veronica, it's called direct primary care. There's hundreds of DPC clinics across the country that are on this cash-based model, have a membership where you have access to a provider, can really build that relationship. And that's where I think Bitcoin and utilizing the Lightning Network as well makes so much sense from a business perspective, where from day one, for anyone who's paying you in Bitcoin, you're going to be lowering your transaction fees, right? The electronic medical records or even traditional credit card in healthcare can take anywhere from 3% up to even 10% if you're looking at the Epics and Cerners of the world and as your health system gets bigger and bigger. So right away, there's a great opportunity for savings.
So I'm curious to know a little bit more about your background in the healthcare industry. You mentioned you've had some experience throughout your career. Is that something that has been most of your career up to this point? Or I guess, what has that experience looked like, especially that gives you kind of this unique perspective in seeing this opportunity to begin helping people incorporate Bitcoin?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started my career doing consulting and working particularly with health systems and hospitals across the country. So we were taking a very data-driven lens and forecasting out into the future as a company called SG2, was purchased now by Vizient, also based in Texas. But it gave me a great insight, first as an analyst and understanding future trends that we were expecting in healthcare at the procedure and disease-based level. And then using that data to help health systems think about big decisions they had to make. Are we going to build another inpatient tower or invest in ambulatory surgery and partnerships with primary care docs? How are we going to organize ourselves after all this merger and acquisition activity? And just like many industries in the country on a fiat standard, healthcare has generally been very centralized over time. So you have bigger and bigger health systems trying to compete with bigger and bigger health insurance companies and payers. And I wanted to understand more on the payer side and on what was going on kind of behind the hood. Because even with the strategy lens and the C-suite level, the finances were even to them a little opaque. And hospitals tend to run on pretty tight margins, do not have a lot of free cash flows. And I ended up going over to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, New Mexico, and Texas, and working in the Medicaid business. So this is a government-run business where they're losing a lot of money every year in the government business, but making a lot on the commercial side. And it opened my eyes a bit more into, okay, what are the mechanisms of the payers and these third-party insurance companies while we're there? And realizing and putting at a high level, okay, what's happening from a financial perspective, the network, operations, call centers, claims, what is going on in health insurance? It can be even from the inside overwhelming, but wanted to do something a bit more entrepreneurial. So I went back to a company I'd interned with called Medline, big medical supplies company, global firm, bringing a new product to market. So I was in the trenches, in the ORs, helping nurses get onboarded with an RFID-enabled sponge where they were trying to prevent retained objects in the operating room. So, you know, unfortunately, a few thousand times a year, people get things left in their body after surgery, and this was a new tool to try to combat that. And then COVID hit, and really the pandemic and managing about $80+ million in gauzes and sponges and adhesive bandages during the pandemic, when there was all the upheaval in supply chains, helped me get a good sense of what was going on in the physical economy as well, and just all of that uncertainty. And that's finally, as I mentioned in the beginning, when I started learning about Bitcoin. And so I had this background and really deep knowledge, in addition to the master's program I did in getting outside of the US bubble, studying health systems around the world, how they're run and operated, and that there's no perfect system. And there's always going to be trade-offs. Mm-hmm. And different countries have obviously made very different decisions, from social health insurance to government tax-funded insurance to, you know, our mix here of government and private sector in the US. But ultimately coming onto Bitcoin and then seeing, hey, there's other ways of doing this. Mm-hmm. And that's what led me to CrowdHealth. And I was working with CrowdHealth, which I think is an awesome model, on giving individuals a way out to opt out of this system where prices have gotten so ridiculous from a premiums and deductible perspective in any plan, where now you pay as you go and you're getting support in negotiating bills and you can have this community together, and gotten a lot of Bitcoiners. And that was really an entry point for me into the Bitcoin industry, to meet so many amazing people and interact with different businesses to give them an option for their employees to get onto CrowdHealth. But then what I was seeing too is that, you know, while it's a great solution for individuals, and there's no networks, you can go anywhere, you know, where are we going to go now and spend this Bitcoin? And actually, to that point, last year, I helped CrowdHealth think about, from a health startup perspective, how are we going to integrate Bitcoin to use to crowdfund bills in this non-custodial sovereign way? And that's where the Breeze SDK comes in. And Breeze is an amazing solution for a company like CrowdHealth that wants to build a deeper integration and really push the needle both in Lightning and in healthcare. But now we're going to have some money to spend at providers. Where are those providers that are going to accept Bitcoin? You know, how can we avoid having to go back into fiat and just spend that Bitcoin at the provider, at the site of care, and create that circular economy in healthcare? So that's what led me, you know, to really wanting to educate, first and foremost, healthcare providers on what is Bitcoin, how does the Lightning Network work? Right? There's a lot there. And then what are all the options and tools? Because there are so many great tools and ways to plug into Bitcoin and Lightning as open networks, but it can be overwhelming. There are many decisions to make along the way, depending on how your business and ownership structure is set up and how you want to operate. And then ultimately wanting to help providers market their services to Bitcoiners. So, you know, you're a great platform and outlet for that, local meetups and communities, you know, here in Austin, or whether it's in Denver or Milwaukee, Charlotte, different communities, you know, are popping up of Bitcoiners that want to find aligned healthcare providers, right? Because if you go back to the, you know, really first and foremost, the demand for health is always going to be there. We're human beings. We have various needs, and there's always going to be a demand for health, and then educated and supportive healthcare providers to give us those tools that we need if we're sick, or to really be our best version of ourselves, right? And optimize our health. And in the current system, it's gotten so diluted, and the systems, the health systems are so large that people only have 5 to 7 minutes to spend with their primary care provider every once a year, right? So are you really going to build a relationship in 5 minutes? No, no chance. So Bitcoin, I see, is that connective tissue, that glue that can really just shed all these other systems out of place and say, what's our value for value connection, for me as a provider to you as a patient or consumer? Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you in a little bit about some of the tools that you recommend to business owners. And you mentioned Breeze SDK already. What does that look like? How much technical help do you need to integrate some of those things? But first, I am curious to know, do you see a lot of entrepreneurs in the health space who are basically helping to cut out the middlemen, eliminate the need for all these different levels and layers? Or do you find that a lot of startups are more just trying to get a piece of the pie with all the money that's sloshing around in the health industry? Does that question make sense?
Yeah, definitely. You've seen a lot of entrants, a lot of digital health tech startups that are trying to get into various industries, whether it's service line specific and offering, you know, comprehensive GI care, whether it's mental health startups. There are a lot of companies trying to innovate, trying to provide different models of care that can actually reverse the trends. And we're seeing of, you know, very sick and an unwell population at a whole, right? 7 in 10 obese or overweight, you know, 88% metabolically unhealthy. But the challenge is, well, I'm creating this valuable service or tech or app or whatever it is. Who are the users? How am I going to reach them? And who's paying for it? Right. So who's paying for it generally tends to be the insurance company. So you have a lot of these startups that have to try to sell to the insurance company and give them and show them the ROI. Why is this going to help you lower your cost? But the problem is the insurance companies year over year actually want to see the price of healthcare go up, right? They're capped at 85% medical loss ratio, which means they can only make a 15% profit. For every $100 in premiums they bring in, they have to spend 85. So the only way for the bottom line to grow is for top line prices and premiums to grow. But within the year, they're tight, right? You have pre-authorizations, you have claims denials, you have all these other, the whole claims processing system that prevents all the way down the line that digital health tech startup from getting paid by the insurance company for whatever they're doing. So while there have been a lot of great, you know, and disruptive entrants in different areas in healthcare, and that's something that I'm very much still keeping, you know, one foot in there. And I'm actually an advisor for a startup called Lightit, which is a digital health product agency based out of Uruguay. And they can actually help other health tech startups on, you know, if they want to outsource some of the building and just get an MVP up and running, because it can be, you know, you can have the best idea in the world and still even have a great product and have it not sell in the healthcare space. Because again, you're not selling directly to who's going to be using the product, you're selling to someone else. And that's one of the big challenges I see.
So what are the tools that you recommend? And maybe if it's a kind of a case by case basis, what are some of those different situations, and within each of those different situations, stack of Bitcoin related tools would you recommend to people? And this is, you know, obviously if people want to know what's best for their business, reach out to you. That's going to be the best thing, the quickest answer, the most support. But just broadly speaking, what are some of those tools people should be thinking about? Because I think I'm hoping that some of your answers might also be helpful for people who are in the non-medical related industries.
Yeah, absolutely. And even so far, I've helped other businesses and individuals that are not necessarily healthcare providers, but maybe more adjacent. So I think, you know, especially if you have a kind of a straightforward business model of whether it's a monthly subscription or just paying bills, ZapRite is an amazing solution, you know, based here in Austin as well. So I'll be working closer with ZapRite too, because they're seeing naturally a lot of dentists, other providers just use their solution, and actually worked with Wilson and Wilson Dentistry up in Michigan, in Western Michigan, another Bitcoiner dentist coming on online there. ZapRite is an awesome solution because you could even replace all the bill pay, right? You've got the fiat rail still with credit card, and then the option to pay in Bitcoin and Lightning. Mm. So that's an example of a pretty easy plug and play, but you still might need, even if you're an advanced Bitcoiner, having that discussion, and especially if you're new to it, you know, what are going to be the best connections for me, right? You still need to understand how to import your XPub. You still need to think about, what are you going to use for Lightning? Are you going to use Strike as a backend? Are you going to run your own node even? Are you going to, you know, set up a wallet here? So having those connections and just understanding, but I think ZapRite's a great plug and play. Me now as a contractor and working with different businesses, different projects, is an awesome invoicing solution. But it can be even as simple as a Phoenix wallet, right? I helped a fellow yogi here in Austin get set up. She actually leads retreats to El Salvador, LEB. And, you know, she's already been once. She has two more this year. I'm like, you know, you got to get set up with Bitcoin. So it can be as simple as just getting a wallet ready to go. Maybe you take steps further down the road. But having Phoenix available is also, you know, or Mutiny wallet or another self-custodial wallet that's easy to use. Maybe you're spending lower amounts, you want to be able to collect tips or something at the end of the service that you provide. And then as you go into more enterprise level and you think about integrations in your business and making it easy for consumers to have that option and incentive to pay in Bitcoin, Strike is also a great solution that has the Shopify plugin where you can enable Lightning payments right away. So I've been working with an e-bike shop actually called Mod Bikes here in Austin. Super cool spot. They'll be, I think Bitcoiners will be excited about what they're offering. There you go. Strike integration with Shopify, super easy. You can pay with Lightning. And now also plugging into Oshi, right? So having that rewards perspective on the back end, where's my marketplace? How are people going to find my business? Because ultimately that's what business owners care about, right? The Bitcoin thing is great. It's another tool, but how am I going to grow my business, make more sales, find more aligned consumers? So that's where the Oshi marketplace and offering sats back for those that are paying in Bitcoin, as well as those coming through the referrals and affiliate program for Mod, I think will be a great uptick. And then for other businesses that don't want to have a separate system, right? Because depending on, and especially with healthcare providers, I know I'm going to be running into this more and more, as you have other electronic medical record systems, billing systems that are likely not going to integrate today with Bitcoin or Lightning. But you want to have as simple a process as possible for your admin, for your teams, to be able to still be able to take on new Bitcoin patients and have those tools. So I see, there's really a whole spectrum, and that's what I help walk people through from the custodial side to self-custodial, to considering, KYC, non-KYC, what does the interface and user experience look like? And then ultimately driving towards a balance sheet strategy, because that's another thing in tool, let alone payments, is thinking about this from a savings and treasury perspective, right? So even when I was working with Veronica towards, the middle to end of last year, right, the Bitcoin price was at 25,000 and now it's at 65,000. And you, any of the payments you got in Bitcoin now, all those services you provide are 2.5-3 times better, right? Or, more valuable now in your balance sheet. So considering that strategy, of course, businesses have, they have to spend to their vendors and pay their bills. So there's going to naturally be, some conversion back into fiat. But ultimately, I do agree with Parker's thesis and kind of that pay me in Bitcoin theory that's going to be merchants and business owners, and whether that's that are going to be the ones demanding payment in Bitcoin. And that's how Bitcoin adoption as a medium of exchange is going to continue to accelerate. So whether you're an acupuncturist or a chiropractor or a yogi or a physical trainer or a personal trainer or physical therapist, right? There are all these massage therapists. There are all these verticals and amazing service providers out there that are generally cash-based, that have a price. Maybe they're using Venmo or Zelle, right? When they should or shouldn't be, right? For depending on their business, or PayPal or whatever it is. But so realizing the extent and the value of having this tool, Bitcoin, to be your own bank, to have censorship resistant payments, and just set up this alternative payment rail, because maybe you only have 5 to 10% of your customers are going to start paying in Bitcoin or even less. But when you need it, it's already there. It's already set up. You've taken the time to invest in learning and understanding, because it will take an hour or two, right? Or maybe even more, depending on how deep you want to go. To be familiar, to be comfortable with it as a business owner and make that decision. But I think that we're going to continue trending in that direction and people are going to need more help. And that's really where I want to step in and say, here's what you need to know. Here are the people or tools you need to know. And now let's just get it out there and let the market decide on how quality of a service and product you're providing, and then being able to establish that direct relationship with with your consumer.
So you mentioned Lightning at the enterprise level. I'm guessing that's more where Breeze SDK comes in. How do you anticipate Lightning being used at the enterprise level? Or maybe the better question is, if things kind of pan out according to how you think they should, what would a medical system on Lightning look like? Maybe that's too big of a question, but I think it's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting thought experiment in thinking about the future of healthcare and how our payments going to operate. And I do think Crowd Health is a great example in that sense, where it's people taking personal responsibility for their health, thinking about the cost and the price of what anything is going to be before you use it, which is very standard in pretty much the rest of our economy. If your car, it gets in a wreck and you need it fixed, you figure out the quote first. That's not how it works. If you tear your ACL and you're going to go need knee surgery, So people that are in control of their money is going to be step one for Lightning adoption. It's going to be very difficult to start to integrate in the legacy systems. And just to give you an example, United Healthcare, you know, one of the biggest companies in the world, they process through Change Healthcare, a company they bought recently, over $1 trillion a year in claims. So, and they got hacked 6 weeks ago. They haven't been paying providers billions of dollars a day that they owe for services they provided 2 months ago. So I think the industry will be waking up to the fact that there are middlemen there. They still have to pay their bills. I feel for all the providers impacted by this hack and lack of accountability on the United side. So it's going to be more people opting out from that kind of system and saying, what would this look like on Lightning? And really the Breeze SDK is a great tool. You could turn any app into a Lightning wallet, right? It's white labeled. You have the individuals has their keys on their phone. The node is running in the cloud, right, via the partnership with Blockstream, Greenlight. And there's just so many flexible business models you can utilize where now you have this, you know, Lightning service provider there to help solve, you know, some of the biggest challenges now that are getting solved in terms of asynchronous payments, maybe one to many invoices, those types of things. And then from the providers, you know, maybe the bigger health systems are going to want to, they're definitely going to want to run their own node. They're probably going to want to, you know, maybe even be an LSP themselves. They're going to have people dedicated to running their nodes and figuring out, okay, how much inbound liquidity do we need? Who do we want to manage channels with? What does the payment flow look like? There's a whole industry of revenue cycle management in healthcare that tends to be a huge mess because of the problem of not getting paid for several months after you provide the service. So now if you can plug in Lightning, you have immediate settlement. A lot of that spend, a lot of that waste and difficulty actually goes away for those that are willing to adopt it, you know, quicker. And then it just provides you as a business flexibility where I see Lightning definitely maturing a lot from a business to business perspective. And then there could even be, you know, communities or other really interesting models, you know, using tools like Fetty out there. And if you think about, you know, Federated and eCash and having a community, having privacy. So there's so many things in my, you know, that I see in my background in health systems and the discussions around population health management and how can we encourage and incentivize certain behaviors, healthier eating, moving your body, getting sunlight, even with micropayments and Lightning, that's something that's really unique too. You know, this company like Smiles out there that pay you some sats for walking, taking a few steps every day, right? So there are all these different models and ways to plug in Lightning in to change behavior, to move the needle for us to become a healthier country, healthier, and just but really focusing on yourself, right? What can you do as a sovereign individual, as someone who wants to work on your health, have that partner out there? Again, by accepting Bitcoin and plugging into Lightning, that sends a signal at this point, right? We're early enough in the adoption cycle where there are not everyone out there is a Bitcoin company yet, right? Everyone is already an internet company. You know, and you think, oh, who's going to use the internet? Everybody's going to be using Bitcoin in healthcare. It's just, in my mind, a matter of time. And those that are the most innovative and create new business models on top of these amazing open source tools that we have at our disposal.
What's your, you know, 30 to 60 second elevator pitch for those in the healthcare space who do want to be the first movers that you could help?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, you know, healthcare, running a healthcare business is very challenging. There are a lot of middlemen. There are a lot of roadblocks to reaching your end consumer. Bitcoin enables you, if you decide to integrate it as a strategy, can start from day one to strengthen your company for the long term, right? As a balance sheet strategy, utilizing Bitcoin as the store of value and hedge against inflation and or getting debanked or whatever business relationship you have. Thinking about attracting new consumers to your product, and ultimately lowering your transaction fees, enabling simpler, more seamless interaction with your consumer. That has always been the goal in healthcare. And there's a big buzzword out there, value-based care. We've seen that it hasn't really moved the needle with any of the government programs or other tools that are supposed to be out there. So think about the true value-based option out there, which is Lightning, which is Bitcoin, and having this ethos of personal responsibility and proof of work to put into your business and stand set yourself apart from your competitors.
Excellent. Well, John, any final thoughts before we finish up, as well as places that you would like for people to go if they do want to connect with you and talk more about how they might be able to work with you?
Yeah, definitely. You can check out my website, satoshihealth.com. I'm also the Bitcoin Yogi. You can find me on social media there. I've written a lot about the connection between Bitcoin and yoga and see a lot of overlap. Happy to chat. I'm here in Austin, Texas. We have a really growing Bitcoin community, really Bitcoin capital. I know, Josh, you were just here at, for our South by Southwest takeover startup day. And we have Pleb Lab, the Bitcoin Commons, and I'm actually helping to plan our Bitcoin halving celebration. And it's going to have this great crossover between Bitcoin and health. It'll be held at the Sapien Center, which is in East Austin, co-working and workout hangout community that's focused on ancestral health. We'll eat a lot of beef. Thanks to Chef Johnny. We'll have Matthew Lisak from author of Fiat Food, really talking about how us coming off the gold standard 1971 has ruined our food system, which I would also argue is absolutely turned into the high spend we have on the healthcare side because of all the inputs. It's going to be a great event. Get more Bitcoiners into health, more of the health entrepreneurs thinking about Bitcoin. So if you're in Austin or thinking about coming down here, that's a great time to connect. And otherwise, I'd love to travel. Where my wife and daughter and I, we're going to plan on being nomadic, going back to that lifestyle as well. And there's another tool and really business that's going to be coming out called Satlantis. I'm going to be an ambassador here in Austin. But whenever you're traveling, one of the biggest issues is figuring out where to go, what to do, what's going on, in the Bitcoin community. So starting with 50 Bitcoin cities around the world, it's going to be an awesome Bitcoin and Oster enabled tool for people to connect with others and replace some of those legacy systems. And didn't even touch on it here. It's even a whole nother conversation around the ways Noster can help as well, and all the issues in the electronic medical record space and people actually owning their own data in health. There's so much here in the industry. So I would invite anyone that's bringing, that has expertise or just wants to make a difference, love to connect and chat about all the opportunities we have to bring and really move healthcare onto a Bitcoin standard.
Excellent. Well, you kind of set the stage maybe for a future conversation, but I really appreciate your time today in particular. So thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Josh. Let's chat soon.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or John, you can find those links down in the show notes. And if you know of a healthcare provider interested in Bitcoin, let them know about Satoshi Health Advisors. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well. If you're a regular listener of the podcast, thank you. If you want to take a further step in your support for the show, you can help us grow by listening on Fountain, a value-for-value podcast app on iOS or Android. If you hear something you like that you disagree with or anything else, you can share it by sending some sats and adding a comment with your thoughts. Some of you have already done this, and I appreciate it. I'm going to begin reading your boosts on upcoming episodes, so if you have some insight or value to add, let the people know. Getting started with Fountain is easy. You can add Bitcoin to your Fountain wallet by using your fiat accounts or any Lightning wallet. And one of my favorite features is that once you're using the app, you can earn sats just by listening on Fountain. Check out the link in the show notes to get started with Fountain today.